We are not getting universal health care for the same reason that they won't prosecute the people in the Epstein files. All of these things are connected. Again, the big curse of being a lefty is that you're always too right too early, you know? After that embarrassing hearing where Pam Bondi legit spent like 5 hours crashing out over from questions from Democrats. Again, it's difficult to overstate how badly this went for her. It went badly for both sides of the aisle. Bunch of people on Truth Social asking Trump to get rid of her because of her handling of it. Republican congressmen actually declined their time to question her, you know, because it's a bipartisan hearing. So when the Republicans should get a chance to ask questions like, Pam Bondi, what do you think makes Trump so great? But they actually passed her time or passed their time and gave it back over to the Democrats. So it was just wretched, miserable stuff. And then right after that, she went back over to her office and she wrote a letter saying, we're all done. We're all done releasing Epstein files. A letter sent to members of U.S. Congress on Saturday from Attorney General Pam Bondi and her deputy said all documents held by the DOJ had been released. It contained a list of names appearing in the files. It isn't, of course, but, you know. In accordance with the requirements of the act as described in various department submissions, the courts of the Senators to New York, Epstein, Maxwell, Nice. Well, we'll see how that works. There were some GOP who did, but yeah, not all of them passed their time, but like it is definitely noteworthy that there are members of the Republican Party who are not like interested in, like they're fine with just watching the Dems beat up on her more, you know?
The Department of Justice says they will not release any more documents from the files on the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, sparking backlash from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. The DOJ insists it has released everything required by law earlier this month. ABC's Christian Cordero has more from Washington.
After months of legal challenges, millions of pages released and zero new arrests, today the department...
She's violating the law here now? Yeah, of course, as she has been.
Department of Justice says it has shared everything it needs to on the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. The DOJ sent a letter to Congress amid bipartisan backlash defending its handling of the Epstein files and insisting no records were withheld or redacted on the basis of embarrassment, reputational harm, or political sensitivity. It argues some names appear in the files in a wide variety of contexts. Several lawmakers have gone to the DOJ to see the unredacted files firsthand, questioning why the department blacked out the names of some powerful men, but made some names and personal information of Epstein survivors public.
Yeah, to be clear, this whole we're done with the files, we have no more to release, came after Ro Khanna and Thomas Massey had the ability to go back and look at the unredacted files. So everyone knows they're lying. This is literally like Pam Bondi gets roasted in front of Congress. She runs back and she says, okay, we're done. I was particularly charmed by, I guess, the low-effort attempt to legitimize this. Always fun. So, I've said this before. I think, like, at this point, basically everyone knows this. But all conservative pundits are grifters. None of them believe anything. They all share comms channels on, like, Signal or Telegram or whatever, where they get told what to say and they say it. And that's it. You know, there's very little editorialization. In this case, Gunther Eagleman and Alex Jones just put out the same tweet in response to Pam Bondi calling off the release of the files. Kaboom, Justin, AG Pam Bondi just unleashed the full Epstein files under the Transparency Act. All 3.5 million pages dropped. Redactions justified only for victims, high-profile names, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it means that, like, the White House coordinated this, right? So after getting roasted and after letting people see the unredacted files, they retreat, say, we're done releasing them, and then they act as though all these files have been released, as opposed to them just declining to release more. Ultimate humiliation for Alex Jones. What people don't realize, I think, is that this has always been Alex Jones's job. He's never really been like a maverick outside of the system. He only pretended to be back at a time when it was advantageous for the Republican Party to not directly associate with him. The purpose of cranks like him is and always has been to turn like schizophrenics and fringe conservatives into an organized block of people who, no matter how much they seem to disagree with the Republican Party, always end up working with them anyway, you know? It literally controlled opposition in that case. Like, Alex Jones, for all of his influence and power, never actually posed any kind of threat or challenge to the Republican Party. He was always, always, always on good terms with them. The people under Alex Jones, the lots and lots of people who followed him, were always reliably Republican, no matter what he said or did or what he implied or what he argued with or against. That was the purpose. So now that the Republican Party has caught up to him and gotten as crazy as his rhetoric, he basically doesn't have a purpose. So he just turns into, you know, Gunther Eagleman. Was there always some understanding? I think it's given, like, especially given what we've seen in the Epstein files, I think it's extremely reasonable to assume that all of these people have always been talking with each other from the beginning, you know? Like, it's not like 100 or 200 years ago where in order for, you know, supposed enemies to contact each other, you had to run through, you know, telephone lines or letters or whatever. I mean, it's trivially easy for these people to coordinate their rhetoric and their efforts. Do we know how Jones fans are reacting? Well, it's not really about Alex Jones, but he's mostly a lolcow, right? Like, people mostly just, like, roast him, but who cares? He's got money and nothing's going to happen to him. It doesn't really matter, you know? Are they just stalling the full release? They've been stalling the full release for months. Now they're saying they've done the full release when we know. Like, the real question is, what is going to happen now with them brazenly just saying, like, well, not only have we not released them in a timely fashion, thus already breaking the law, we're just flat out not releasing anymore. What will Congress do? My guess is absolutely nothing. But considering the fact that the files that have already been released already contain a bunch of really bad stuff, including, like, just very straightforwardly, Trump raping and murdering people, like, just, like, really, really, really bad stuff, it makes you wonder what's in the remainder. My personal guess is that most of what the remainder is just rape and child sexual abuse material. That's my guess, right? There's no way the Epstein files don't contain a fuck ton of that stuff. And so far, for the most part, what we've gotten are documents, deposition material, court files, that kind of stuff. And my guess is that they took so long releasing the first, like, bunch, you know, because they were trying to auto-censor all these files. But in the remainder, it's like, how do you censor Trump in videos of child sexual abuse material, right? Like, how do you do it? Like, you could frame by frame or rely on AI, but, like, pretty high stakes stuff to release, right? Considering we know for a fact there's an active cover up. It's my guess is that the stuff that remains is much, much worse. Not like 3 million files of such, but probably, like, the block contains a lot of stuff like that, you know? Raskin in the Legal Eagle video says there's media of child sexual abuse material that's on the computer that's at the DOJ, but he didn't have the courage to view it the first time. Understandable. I probably would not want to go into the U.S. Department of Justice and type in, like, child sexual abuse material into the computer. I can understand. It's not really like, probably not like the way he envisioned his job playing out when he first ran for office. The DOJ is also monitoring what members of Congress are looking at in the unredacted files. Yes, they are. Yeah. So, you know, do what you can, I guess. Congressman walks to the room with the computer, just finds Trump sitting there browsing. It's a good bit. You know he has it on his personal computer. There's rumors of a bunch of FBI agents in the first round of redactions that were really traumatized by the material. That makes sense because they were pulling, like, everyone from the FBI to work on redacting the material, not just people in the FBI who work on, like, taking down pedophile rings or whatever, right? So, like, there's probably some people in the FBI who have some experience doing stuff like that, but probably most of them do not. So, yeah, I don't know. It's pretty bad stuff, I imagine, and they're trying not to release it. Didn't the rep of Alaska walk out crying when she saw the files? I don't know. I mean, we don't need, like, anecdotal evidence to suggest that it's bad. We know that it's bad, right? The question is, what is Congress going to do about the fact that the DOJ is just openly refusing to release any more files? Nancy Mace did? Well, Nancy Mace is a stupid bitch and also an attention whore, so who the fuck knows or cares with her?
Democratic Congressman Robert Garcia on CBS.
This is a massive cover-up being led by the White House and the DOJ.
Even some Republicans are blasting the administration. Representative Nancy Mace writing, this isn't going away until people go to jail.
Donald Trump told...
And yet...
that even though, you know, he had dinner with these kinds of people in New York City and West Palm Beach, that he would be transparent but he's not.
Representative Thomas Massie, also a Republican, has long called for more transparency. And following a combative hearing on Capitol Hill with Attorney General Pam Bondi,
40 minutes of me catching you red-handed.
Massie over the weekend told ABC's Martha Raddatz he isn't confident the AG will deliver.
She wasn't confident enough to engage in anything but name-calling in a hearing. And so, no, I don't have confidence in her.
So far, just one person associated with Jeffrey Epstein is serving prison time, his female co-conspirator and convicted sex offender, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Until Trump pardons her, at least.
Let's bring in MS Now's Ken Delanian in Washington. Michael Schnell is covering Capitol Hill. And with me here in the studio, Republican strategist and MS Now political analyst.
I still don't get why Trump ran on releasing the files as an issue. Like, is he retarded? He didn't. Go back. Trump basically never talked about it. He never talked about the Epstein files, or at least very, very rarely did he. For the most part, he was just like responding to calls from people around him, you know? Yeah, he's talked about releasing the files on MLK and JFK, but the Epstein stuff, that's been the people around him. I think mostly because they're just trying to attention farm, but I think for a lot of them also, the Epstein files weren't really real. They were just kind of an abstract thing that you could gesture at to get your sloppiest votes in. You know, it never really occurred to them like, oh, yeah, I actually am working with an admin full of pedophiles who raped and murdered children to like, you know, in like a big scene, like because they're not. I mean, again, they're completely inauthentic. So
Susan Del Persio, welcome to all of you. So, Ken, it is really something to see Kurt Cobain, whose name comes up four times alongside someone like Noam Chomsky, whose name comes up nearly 3,800 times, with no clarification at all as to why they're in these files or in what
right. So, alongside the no, Kurt Cobain is not implicated in the files. Alongside the letter that she sent to Congress, that Pam Bondi sent to Congress, saying they were done releasing the files, she also just, without any context, said like, "Here are all the people implicated," and then just listed a bunch of people, but no information has been provided here. It, like, for all we know, this just means their names were mentioned. Like, for instance, you know who's mentioned in the Epstein files? Norm Finkelstein, right? Lefty scholar and known debater of destiny. I guess that's what everyone talks about now. But all he said was, the only thing he's implicated for is in an email, he essentially told Epstein that he should, like, kill himself. So, the presence of names in the files doesn't mean anything on its own. They're just they're releasing this without context because they have nothing else to do.
Included. Do we have any idea why it was done this way?
Good afternoon, Alex. Well, the Justice Department points out that the term politically exposed person is not really defined in the statute. And they suggest that they did this as best they could. They were following the law. But of course, another way to look at this is they're hiding the ball here. They're doing what commercial litigants do all the time. They dump people they dump information on their opponents and say, you guys sort it out. So we are left not knowing the meaning of some of these names, why they're included. They didn't have to do that. They could have been more specific. They chose not to. At the same time, from their perspective, they're sitting there and saying, look, the Biden administration didn't release any of these files. We've released a ton of Epstein files, not satisfying everybody, but they believe they've made a good faith effort. And I do have to give them credit. I mean, there's some very graphic allegations about Donald Trump in these files that saw the light of day. Some of our sources were worried that those files would not be released. In fact, they were. We don't know still what's been withheld. They're citing things like deliberative process privilege and attorney work product privilege that Congress really doesn't recognize and would argue that they should not be withheld under the law. But nonetheless, the Justice Department is arguing that they have been fully transparent here and they're doing the best they can under some very difficult.
Chomsky is kind of implicated. Chomsky is super, super implicated. There are photos of him like palling around with Epstein and Bannon. That's pretty tough to get around. I have no idea what the reason they would just release a list of names like you guys forget who the criminals are to obfuscate. That's it. Literally, that's it. The whole point, like the conversation that you guys are having right now in chat is the reason why they did it. Oh, God, Jeffrey Epstein's in the files alongside Margaret Thatcher and Kurt Cobain. Obama's in the files. I mean, he never met with Epstein, but he's mentioned there a bunch because a lot of the people there are right wing and hate Obama. It's just to waste time. They just tossing shit out, you know? Not really much of a cohesive strategy.
Circumstances, Alex.
I don't know, man. Marilyn Monroe, she died in 1962. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein was 9 years old. Really? That one too, is really quite extraordinary, that one. But let's get to you, Susan, because Nancy Mace, she is certainly joining some Democrats, and she's calling this a cover-up. Is that what you see?
It's certain they're trying to cover up something. Now, I just keep what I keep hearing in my head is what Marjorie Taylor Greene said when she spoke to Donald Trump, is that it will hurt a lot of people who I know. When that's what the president had told her. And that's what I think this is all about, to Ken's point, is dump as much as you can in there, try and dissect it. We talked about 6 million files. There's now 3 million that have been released. There's 3 more million to go. I think they want it to be such a big mess that it's hard for people to track down. And frankly, I don't think they thought people like...
Yeah, there's Barack Obama. Oh, well, there was Barack Obama.
Reporters and members of the House of Representatives would be so quick to get through it all. I think that that was in part of the surprise is that, wow, they were able to go through these records pretty quickly and get some information. The other side of this, which I think lawmakers and others are very acutely aware of, is there's a lot of things like the 302s, the files that the victims gave to the FBI, and those are not public. And these victims know who they file those reports against.
They sure do.
And they sure do. And they've been very, very restrained, much more to credit to them. I mean, it's unbelievable. And lawmakers had said, I will not release.
Thoughts in the media focusing on the Nancy Guthrie disappearance instead of any of this? I'll be honest, I haven't followed that shit at all. It's just a random, like true crime mystery thing. Like, I don't really understand what there is to dig into there. It seems kind of like they're trying to... I don't know. It does feel kind of like a distraction. I don't understand how anyone can get... Like, if you get upset over the disappearance of a woman, you'll never guess who systematically disappeared thousands of young girls from post-Soviet collapse Russia and Ukraine. I don't know. The media doesn't like to focus on issues if they're Trump's. Like, the media will run with 50 million articles on inflation when it's under Biden because they know that right-wing rage kind of, like, gestates and grows over time. But when it's, you know, when they're up against Trump, things get a mention and then that's that, for the most part, you know? No one talks about grocery prices anymore. Nobody talks about tariffs. It's just one scandal to another.
Those names, but those the victims, if when they hit when they see enough is enough and they're done, beware, because those names are coming out.
So Michael, what else are we hearing from lawmakers on this?
Yeah, look, Alex, they're not satisfied. And this report to Congress about the redactions was something that a lot of lawmakers were looking forward to and pointing to over recent months and conversations I had with them whenever we spoke about when the Epstein files would be released and what had been out there. The biggest question they had was, were things properly redacted, particularly when they started going through the files that were released and then going behind closed doors at the DOJ to see the unredacted files?
And it's stuff like this. Like, it's not a question. We know things were not properly redacted. Like, again, it's the waste of time on this. And this is the filter through which most people get this. They always say, you know, people have raised questions. Congress is not happy. They've said that these files were improperly redacted. No. They haven't said it. It's just true. It's factually true that they didn't. We know for a fact that they have got with overwhelming evidence from top to bottom that they have attempted to remove Trump's name from this as much as possible. We have literally seen them release unredacted photos of Trump palling around with traffic women and then immediately like remove those files as quickly as possible when the DOJ realizes their mistake. No explanation given, just very, very, very clear cut. We know for a fact they've censored Trump's name. They should never censor Trump's name. Trump is the victim in the files. That's the only context in which you're allowed to censor these people's names. Yet his name is censored so many times. But always the media, they talk about it like it's an open discussion, you know? They never get over it. They never get over it. Even here on MS Now, left-wing media, and still, and again, to anyone who's not American, you're watching this, there is no legal consequence. They can just say Trump's a pedophile. There's no, it's not Britain. It's not whatever, I don't know what country you live in, okay? In America, very, 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 very permissive standards of free speech when speaking on the character of public figures, which, you know, the president is a public figure. Yeah, the fact that it's factually true and defensible in court definitely helps, but even if it wasn't, they could still say it.
We're raising some concerns about victims' names not being redacted and then some powerful, well-connected folks, their names being redacted. So this list is only raising more questions for them about how those redactions were carried out. But also this list of those politically connected persons as they're being called, raising questions as to why that had to be released, some of the names that are on there. And it's important to note that this criticism is coming from both sides of the aisle. I'll show you first what Ro Khanna said. He's the Democrat from California. He was the Democratic co-sponsor of the Epstein Files Transparency Act. He wrote an X right there, purposefully muddying the waters on who was a predator and who was mentioned in an email to have Janis Joplin, who died when Epstein was 17, in the same list as Larry Nassar, who went to prison for sexual abuse of hundreds of young women and child pornography with no clarification of how either was mentioned in the files is absurd. I also want to read to you what Nancy Mace said. She's a Republican from South Carolina. Important to note, she was one of those four Republicans who signed the discharge petition, which set this entire process in motion despite intense pressure from the White House. She wrote an X quote, despite the memo released by DOJ last night, not all the Epstein files have been released, and the excuses provided for not releasing all the files will not hold up in a court of law. This isn't going away until people go to jail.
And yet, will there be a court of law? I mean, will there be any legal consequences? I don't know. Honestly, it kind of feels like the Democrats could sweep in the midterms, then the presidential, and there still wouldn't be. Not a single person would go to jail.
So again, Alex, the concerns here are sort of in three buckets. It's A, how the redactions were completed, victims' names being out there, names of powerful, well-connected being hidden. B, it's the fact that the entire tranche of documents haven't actually been released. We've heard about 3.5 million from the DOJ, and they had said that they had around 6 million in their hands. And then C, this new concern that's now coming to air, it's this list of people that's muddying the waters for a lot of lawmakers.
Yeah, for sure. So, Susan, we heard Thomas Massie call this the Epstein administration. If you're a Republican and you were running in November, how much do you worry about that moniker sticking with you?
Oh, I'd end myself. Yeah. If I was a Republican running this November in this political environment, I'd run for the hills. I would renounce my U.S. citizenship and go live in, you know, Botswana or something.
And how can you go about pushing back without enraging this administration to potentially your peril?
Right. I think what you're going to see Republicans do is say they're fighting for the victims. They're going to stay away from Donald Trump as much as they can on this issue and those in his administration who have been found not guilty of any crime, but associated with Epstein. So And that's what Democrats will try and put on Republicans. So it will be a tricky walk for Republicans, no doubt. But I think you're going to see more and more Republicans actually demand for more clarity of the Epstein files.
You know, you mentioned the Epstein survivor.
That's probably true, but you're not going to see Republicans calling for the arrest of Trump or anyone else involved there. Republicans are willing to, again, it's the good czar, bad boyar thing. They're willing to go after Pam Bondi, a weak link, and pretend that all this is mishandling by the DOJ, but they're not willing to go after Trump.
Let's play a little bit, those 302s particularly, of what we heard from some Epstein survivors over the weekend, and they were issuing a plea to the public, please don't let this go. Take a listen.
It should be very personal to every single person. And again, it's hard not to connect it to the fact that it should be so personal because it affects every single person, whether it's a high profile case or it's in a local community.
We're victims.
Does this change if he dies? If Trump dies? Nah. Trump is going to be the king beyond the veil for decades. The Republican Party doesn't have anyone who can usurp his energy. So they're going to have to treat him like a deity, you know? Even if they do stuff that he would hate, they still have to pretend that he's like guiding them from beyond. Yeah, they're gonna treat him like they treated Reagan.
The crime of sex trafficking, and I don't think that anyone in our country, if this was happening in their community, could stand by and watch it. And so for us to see our Department of Justice just so willingly and willfully denying citizens of this country justice, it makes my brain explode.
Does this go away just because Pam Bondi says it's over?
Absolutely not. And Alex, I'm on your show on many Sundays, mm-hmm. and I know how much you keep a spotlight on it. And I think that you and others have done such a service to these victims and, frankly, to the country, because we shouldn't forget about it. You know, the president had said it's time to move on. No, it's not. These women have not received justice, not by a long shot. And I also fear that by not.
I hate the defensive rhetoric that people in the media engage in. Like, okay, I'm going to be really, really cynical, and you're going to have to forgive me for a moment. I want those women to get justice, but this is about the entire Western world being controlled by an elite cabal of evil pedophiles. Like, these aren't regular criminals. The whole, like, we need to get justice for the victims thing would probably be the best rhetoric to employ if these people were, like, regular, ordinary people. They literally rule the world. Like, this goes so far beyond. Like, we're not talking about, like, the getting justice for a couple people here. We're talking about the billions of humans live in a system that is controlled by these people, you know? It's a much larger state. This is just, it goes beyond that. But I think a lot of these, the media figures, they don't say that because they're aware of the fact that if they start talking about this with the severity that it deserves, they're worried about, like, people getting out of hand. You know, there's already been a lot of hemming and hawing in the media, and Republicans have made this accusation that correctly and accurately reporting on stuff that Trump has done is tantamount to stochastic terrorism because you're encouraging people to go after him, right? You know, when you say we're fascists, what you're saying is you're allowed to hurt us or shit like that. Whereas if you point out, like, yeah, the basically all Western capital and political systems are controlled by a unified cabal of pedophiles, that does get people acting a little silly. Typically, that kind of stuff, I mean, that's the sort of stuff you hear from, like, Alex Jones or whatever, except, of course, when it ended up really happening, he disappeared. Yeah, I don't know. You know what I mean? Does it not feel like a little bit of a rhetorical mismatch? Because, again, like, when I talk about the urgency of prosecuting people who are implicated in the Epstein files, I am not talking about this for the sake of, like, the justice for Epstein's victims. Like, that's obviously a part of it, but there's a much larger, like, set of consequences associated with this. It also reflects poorly on them when they inevitably stop talking about it. I just want people to be honest, okay?
Getting the justice, not at least having the transparency. We are really doing a lot of harm to our country and the Department of Justice as a whole, because who can trust it?
The larger consequences? I don't know. Like, the fact that the administration is like 50% made up of Epsteinites. It's like pretty bad. Kind of suggests that to a large extent, all power stemming from the Western world, it's like kind of originates from a few core points of capital control where all the world's wealthy men get together and make decisions about the direction that their countries are going to go in. Like, Epstein had very close ties to a lot of people, man. A lot of cultural figures, financial, academic. And they're all getting along. They're all friends. I mean, what does it say about the fact that, like, the degree of cultural co-opting is so significant that even figures like, you know, Chomsky are friends with them? Like, Steve Bannon is one of the ideological architects of the MAGA movement. None of this shit is a coincidence. You know, we've talked about how 4chan and the right-wing culture war was almost certainly, like, if not directly prompted by Epstein, like, Epstein had an involvement in the extent to which it propagated and the reasons why it propagated, and it worked out perfectly, right? We know that Epstein wanted what essentially became the MAGA movement, and there's, like, a direct synchronicity between the MAGA movement and pedophilia apologia, right? Like, it's pretty much one-to-one. It all worked. The op worked completely. The whole thing is constructed. If a small group of people are capable of controlling the destiny of so many countries, so many people like that, what's the point of democracy, right? Like, genuinely, what's the point? We've talked in the abstract capital influence, but sincerely, like, what is the point of democracy if there is actually a small cabal of you know, economic and cultural elites who are basically calling the shots and everything? What are you supposed to do with that? Do you believe in multiple islands? Yeah, there are probably more than one, like, on Earth.
if they just look at it as, oh, when it's a Republican administration, they will cover up and do what they can. And frankly, the previous Democrat administration didn't do much for transparency. Mm. So I think that, again, these women are, what's so remarkable is that they won't back down, that they keep going. And I don't know how they do it. They are fierce. And it is the job that they do and how painful it must be every day to get up and have to deal with it personally and then talk about it with the media. Give them a lot of credit.
Right now, there are strength in numbers, though, for them. That's for sure, given there are at least 1,000 of them. We believe. I know.
Plus, God only knows how many they killed, right? So we're not getting universal health care? We are not getting universal health care for the same reason that they won't prosecute the people in the Epstein files. All of these things are connected. Again, the big curse of being a lefty is that you're always too right too early, you know?